Podcast Network Asia.
You are listening to First Metro Securities Philippine Stock Market Weekly Podcast, where we feature timely and relevant discussions on the Philippine stock market and the economy in the hope of providing you investing and trading guidance. Here's your host.
You are listening to Philippine Stock Market Weekly's Market Bites, our mini-series which strives to deliver trading and investing analysis built on our research reports. For in-depth information, you may also log in to your First MetroSec account and head to the Research tab.
Hi everyone, I'm Adele and I cover the banks and telcos for First Metro Securities Research. In this episode, let me share with you the latest company update on Globe Telecom titled, Shifting Focus to Core Telco Business is Key. In this report, we maintain our hold call on Globe on lower PP of 1,830 pesos as we shift our valuation base to next year. In this update, we streamlined our revenue and OPEX forecasts in line with the first half performance. Post adjustments, our EBITDA forecasts are largely intact with a 1.3% and 0% change for forecasted years 2023 and 2024. At the net income level, one-off income from tower sales and higher contribution from Mint lift our earnings forecasts by 6.5% and 3.4% for forecasted years 2023 and 2024. We note that valuations are not cheap, trading at 5.7 times forecasted years 2024 and 2025 EV/EBITDA. Globe carries a valuation premium stemming from its de facto fintech play prop position through GCash super app operator Mint, which is 36% owned by Globe. Moreover, the dividend yield is lower than risk-free. The dividend yield is unattractive at 5.5% for forecasted years 2024 and 2025, lower than the Philippine 10-year yield of 6.5%. We observe that Globe is a laggard in fixed broadband and pressured by competition in mobile. On telco operations alone, while Globe has the largest market share, we argue this could be fragile in the face of pressure from competition and given lower switching costs. This is given the attractive promos and new product offerings from its competitors. Meanwhile, for fixed-line broadband, Globe has lagged versus its peers. While it can catch up, we think this may be a tall order given the first-mover advantage of PLDT and Converge, with 52% and 31% market share respectively, in more densely populated and high-income cities and regions. Again, we maintain our hold call on Globe with TP retained at 1,830 pesos. At the current levels, Globe is trading at 5.7 times forecasted 2024 and 2025 EV/EBITDA. The counter carries a valuation premium stemming from its de facto fintech play proposition through GCash super app operator Mint. Moreover, the dividend yield is unattractive at 5.5% for forecasted 2024 and 2025, lower than the Philippine 10-year yield of 6.5%. That's it for our Globe Company update. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to First Metro Securities Philippine Stock Market Weekly Podcast. Don't forget to follow us to get first dibs on our new episodes. For more up-to-date market news and info, exclusive content, and the opportunity to connect with your fellow Filipino investors and traders, join facebook.com/groups/FirstMetroSec and be part of the First MetroSec family.
First MetroSec is providing this podcast as a general market commentary. Reference to any specific security, product, or entity do not constitute as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments or to participate in any particular trading strategy. The statements, comments, views, or opinions expressed by the hosts are subject to change without notice, and First MetroSec is under no obligation to update, amend, change, or correct any of the statements, comments, views, or opinions expressed. The statements, comments, views, and opinions expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the view of First MetroSec. First MetroSec disclaims any liability arising from reliance on or reference to any information obtained in this podcast.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.